إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليه ملائكة. We will study all these sentences and analyze word by word inshallah. Okay, brothers and sisters? Oh, that we are going to understand later. That will come. Hold your horses. It will come, Brother Salman. There is so much to learn. And everything is so beautiful. We will learn it, inshallah. Step by step. Okay. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Now, let us do this. Hispan. Kalamuhu. Then, kalamuhuma. Now, look at the thing, brother. You can see there. Kalamuhum, their pen. Kalamuha, her pen. Kalamuhuma, two of them. Kalamuhunna. Kalamuka. What is the meaning? Kalamukum, your pen. Kalamukuma. Kalamukum. Kalamuki. Kalamukuma. Kalamukunna. Kalami. Kalamuna. Remember, you got to put Dhamma there. Kalamuna. Kalamuna, are you with me? Okay. So this is it, brother. Now we come with min. There is a harf jar, we attach a pronoun. What is the first thing we do? Minhu. Are you with me? Minhu. And next one? Minhuma. And next one? Minhum. And then? Minha. Then minhuma. Then minhunna, minka. You got the idea? Minka, minkuma, minkum, minki, minkuma, minkunna, minni. What is it? Ya mutakalam came. Minni and then? Minna. Okay, brother, what is minna? I know that. No. Jar majur, mashallah, Brother Salman. Okay, no, sister, the damir is attached to the harf char. If the damir is attached to the harf char, what happens? Jar majur. So if I say minhu, jar majur. Are you with me? And if you say minha, jar majur. If you say minka, jar majur. Minki, jar majur. Minni, jar majrur. Minna, jar majrur. Why jar majrur, brother? Because her jar is attached with the damir. Okay, are you with me? And if I say to you, haza masjiduna, what did I say? Haza masjiduna. Okay, what kind of a sentence is this? Mubtada. Where is the khabar? Masjidu, wa huwa mudaf. And where is mudaf ilayhi? Na. Are you with me, brother? It's very easy. Inshallah, by tomorrow, we'll practice more. You will be fine. This is another nice thing. We have to do it a little advanced so that when it comes in the lesson, you will understand it beautifully, inshallah. Then, I'm a list. Is, you know, we were doing mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. Okay? So, kitabu Muhammadin, baitu Muhammadin, kalamu Muhammadin. Now, if I say his house or house of his pen, how do I say, brother? I say, baituhu. Kalamuhu. Are you with me? So what is happening now? That when the damir joins a noun, we get mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. Are you with me, brother? Same way. Min Muhammadin. Are you with me? Min Muhammadin. Okay? From Muhammad. But we can change Muhammad into pronoun. And what we say? Minhu. Are you with me? What is minhu?
Jarun or Majrur. And you can use 14 pronouns in this way. Are you with me, brother? The same way we have Enda. Enda al-Mudiri with the headmaster. But I can change al-Mudir into who? What will I say? Endahu. What is Endahu? Zarf and Mudafili. So here is the rule, brothers and sisters. When the pronoun joins a noun, we get mudaf, mudafilihi. And when the pronoun joins a preposition, we get jarun wa majrurun. And when the pronoun joins zarf, what do we get? Zarf and mudafilihi. So here's a little song, brothers and sisters. When the pronoun joins a noun, we get mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. What did I say? When the pronoun joins a noun, we get mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. When the pronoun joins preposition, we get jarun wa majrurun. When the pronoun joins a zarf, what do we get? We get zarf and mudafilehi. Did you get it? Inshallah. One more time. When the pronoun joins a noun, we get mudaf, mudafilehi. When the pronoun joins preposition, we get jarun wa majrurun. When the pronoun joins a zarf, we get zarf and mudafilehi. Inshallah you'll remember. And then I say baituhu. In other words, you can take a pronoun and join with any noun. And what will you get? Mudaf, mudafili. And you can do all those 14s with, you know, in it. Okay? Ready? Baituhu, baituhuma, baituhum. What did I say? Baituhu, baituhuma, baituhum. Baituha, baituhuma, baituhunna. Baituka, baitukuma, baitukum. Baituki, baitukuma, baitukunna. Baiti, baituna. Now you can do with anything you want. Okay, brother and sister? Kalamuhu, kalamuhuma, kalamuhum. Kalamuha, kalamuhuma, kalamuhunna. Kalamuka, kalamukuma, kalamukum. Kalamuki, kalamukuma, kalamukunna. Kalami, kalamuna. Rabbuhu, rabbuhuma, rabbuhum. What did I say? Rabbuhu, rabbuhuma, rabbuhum. Rabbuha, rabbuhuma, rabbuhunna. Rabbuka, rabbukuma, rabbukum. Rabbuki, rabbukuma, rabbukunna. Rabbi, rabbuna. Alhamdulillah. If the pronoun joins a preposition, then we get jarur majrur. Are you with me, brother and sister? So let's do a couple of them, you know. Minhu, minhuma, minhum. Minha, minhuma, minhunna. Minka, minkuma, minkum. Minki, minkuma, minkunna. Minni, minna. Ilayhi, ilayhima, ilayhim. Ilayha, ilayhima, ilayhinna. Ilaika ilaikuma ilaikum. Ilaiki ilaikuma ilaikunna. Ilaiya ilaina. Alayhi alayhima alayhim. Alayha alayhima alayhinna. Alayka alaykuma alaykum. Alayki alaykuma alaykunna. Then, brothers and sisters, alayya alayna. And we should not forget, brother, li harf jar. And then we put damir, who. Instead of lihu, we say lahu. Ready? Lahu, lahuma, lahum. Laha, lahuma, lahunna. Laka, lakuma, lakum. Laki, lakuma, lakunna. Li, lana. Now, brothers and sisters, last time, zarf. When the pronoun joins the zarf, what do we get? Zarf and mudaf ilayhi. Remember, zarf and mudaf ilayhi. Ready? Indahu, indahuma, indahum. Indaha, indahuma, indahunna. Indaka, indakuma, indakum. Indaki, indakuma, indakunna. Indi, indana. Ma'ahu, ma'ahuma, ma'ahum. Ma'aha, ma'ahuma, ma'ahunna. Ma'aka, ma'akuma, ma'akum. Ma'aki, ma'akuma, ma'akunna. Ma'i, ma'ana. Alhamdulillah. Inshallah, this will keep the concept alive in your mind, inshallah. Okay, brother, now we take a break. And then, after 15 minutes, we will study adjectives. We will study adjectives, inshallah. Okay, brothers and sisters, we are back to the class. We will be learning adjectives, which is called naat. Now, if there is an adjective, then it qualifies a noun. So we call it noun qualified. What do you call in Arabic? Manaut. Okay, also it's called what is it called? Mausufun. Sifat mausuf. Naat manaut. But let us only try to concentrate on naat manaut. Okay. What is manut? Manut is noun qualified. What is manut? Noun qualified. And in English, brothers and sisters, it's different from Arabic. And Arabic is very precise. And when I understood, I said this is a really logical way of qualifying a noun. In English, we say good boy. What is good? Adjective. But it came first. And the boy came afterwards. But in Arabic it will be boy. What about it? It's good. So adjective will come after the noun. Okay? The noun qualified will come before it. Good boy is in English. Arabic will be boy good. All the time. Boy beautiful, girl beautiful. Okay, it will come, the adjective will come afterwards. Now, there are four things you have to understand in adjectives. There is a special relationship between adjective and noun qualified. Very special relationship. What is the first relationship? First is gender. What is gender, brothers and sisters? Masculine and feminine. Okay? So if manaut, noun qualified, is muannas, then the adjective will be muannas. If the noun qualified is muzakkar, masculine, the adjective will be masculine. Number one condition. Number second condition, brothers and sisters. Number. What is it, brother? Number. If the noun qualified is singular, the adjective will be singular. If the noun qualified is dual, the adjective will be dual. If the noun qualified is plural, the adjective will be plural. Okay, that is the second thing. Okay, and then we have number third condition, brothers and sisters. Being definite and indefinite. What is it? Third condition is being definite and indefinite. If the manaut, noun qualified, is indefinite, the adjective will be indefinite. If it is definite, it will be definite. Are you with me? Okay. And now, brothers and sisters, what is the last case ending? Dun dan din. What is last? Case ending. If the noun qualified, manaut, is marfu, the adjective will be marfu. If, I will write down here, case ending. Number four is case ending. If the noun qualified is mansub, it will be mansub. If the noun qualified is majroor, it will be majroor. Okay, brothers and sisters? Are you following me? Now you watch. The adjective naat will come after manut. It will come after manut. Now watch for it. Okay? And keep your pencils ready. I always say using highlighter is also an excellent idea. It helps you to catch it when you are revising. It stands out in front of you. Man hazar rajulu. What is the translation? Who is this man? Huwa Abbasun. What is it? Abbas. What is Huwa Abbasun? He is Abbas. So Huwa is Mubtada. What is Abbasun? Khabar. One word. Mufrad. Fine. Abbasun Tajirun. Abbas is a merchant. Abbas Mubtada. Tajirun. Khabar. Now, Abbasun Tajirun Ghaniyun. What is the translation? Rich man. So rich came in English first. But in Arabic, it will come afterwards. Abbasun Tajirun Ghaniyun. So Ghaniyun came afterwards. So what is Ghaniyun, brothers and sisters? Adjective. What is it? Naat. Where is Manu'ut? Where is Manu'ut? Tajirun. The noun qualified is Tajirun. Now do you see the relationship in this, brother? Tajirun is Muzakkar. Ghaniyun is Muzakkar. Tajirun is indefinite. Ghaniyun is indefinite. Tajirun is marfu. Ghaniyun is marfu. Okay. Tajirun is singular. Ghaniyun is singular. Do you see the relationship? They have a relationship. They follow each other. Okay. Hamidun mudarrisun. Mubtada khabar. Hamidun
Mudarrisun jadidun. Are you with me? So what is mudarrisun? Man'ut. Where is the not? Jadidun. Can you see the relationship? Inshallah. So please write down this somewhere in your notebook, and then you can reflect on it, because this will help us all the way through book and all the way in the Quran. It will help us. Ma hadha? What is this? We don't analyze, only translate. Hadha tuffahun. This is an apple. At-tuffahu. Now at-tuffahu. Brother, hadha mubtada tuffahun khabar. Now we are talking about the apple. At-tuffahu. See, mubtada definite. Mubtada will be most of the time definite. At-tuffahu. What about tuffahu? Fakihatun ladhidatun. Fakihatun ladhidatun. Okay, now you see. Fakihatun. Tun, tun, tun. Feminine. So the nath became tun, tun, tun. Okay? Ladhida tun. Okay? Are you with me, brothers? Yes. Yeah. Say loudly, sister. The manut will be first. And then the nath will come. In English, the nath comes first and manut comes afterwards. Good man. Good man. But in Arabic will be Rajulun Tayyibun. Rajulun Tayyibun. So where is manut, sister? Rajulun. And where is the nat? Tayyibun. Ma zalika, what is that? Zalika usfurun. Zalika usfurun. Okay? The bird. No, no, say it again, brother.
At-tuffah, could that be the man-out?
No! What is tuffah? Mubtada! Where is the khabar? Fakihatun.
The khabar has to be the man-out.
Depends. It depends. It can be anywhere. But the relationship is that there will be man'ut and then there will be anat. Anywhere, brother. Even fine can be man'ut. Anything can be man'ut, brother. It has to be a noun. That manut can come as a fa'il, can come as a mubtada, can come as a khabar, can come as a ism majroor, can come as a mudaf ilayhi, and then nath will follow. Okay? They will always be together. Okay, remember we read in the lesson, I'm sure we read it, Al-Madinatul Munawwaratu. Al-Madinatul Al-Munawwaratu. So what is Al-Munawaratu? Not. Oh, where is Manut? Madina. Watch for it, Salman. It's not anyway. It can come anyway. What was the sentence? Aina Masjidur Rasulullahi. Aina Masjidur Rasulullahi. What was the answer? Huwa fil Madinati. So what is fil madinati? Jar majru. Now if the madinati is manut, the nath will come al munawwara ti. Are you with me? Huwa fil. Watch this, brother. Huwa fil madinati al munawwarati. Munawwara. Now tell me, brother Salman, what is huwa? Mubtada. Where is the khabar? Fil Madina. Jar majrur. Okay, what is after Madina? Naat. It describes the Madina. Illuminated city. Munawwarati.
So, fi harf char, ism majrur, and then this is nat. Are you with me? Sister Maimuna, fi harf char, ism majrur, and this is nat. Where is manut? But we won't say huwa manut like we say huwa mudaf. We won't say huwa manut. We will just straight away say nat. But we know in our mind where the manut is, because they must match each other in these four conditions. In gender, in number, being definite, indefinite, and in the case ending. Where is the case ending? T. T. Got the idea? We will do a lot of exercise. Don't worry, brother. Usfurun, brother and sisters. Sparrow. What is this? Usfurun? Chidiya. Sparrow. A small bird. Okay, brother and sister. Al-usfuru ta'irun. See, ta'irun is muzakkar. Ta'irun sagirun. Okay, analyze it. Al-usfuru mubtada. What is ta'irun? Khabar. And what is sagirun? Not. But we don't have to say anything more. But we know that man'ut is ta'irun, and they both agree in these four things, conditions. This is the most beautiful sentence in the book. Most beautiful sentence in the book. Al-arabiyatu lughatun sahilatun. Brother, believe me, this is true. You forgot how long it took you to learn English. People from Guyana, they speak from childhood because the English is the only language they speak. But if you are in India, Pakistan, how long it took you to learn English? It took a long time. You did not learn in 1 week or 1 month. It was years of schooling before you could even, speak. Okay, brother and sister? But brother, as far as I feel, if you work hard, it's very easy. You will understand Quran because that is our objective. Speaking, if you understand the foundation of the language, inshallah, you will be able to speak a little bit. But if you happen to go to Middle East, you will pick up very fast, inshallah. Okay. Al-Arabiyatu Mubtada. Okay, look at Al-Arabiyatu. Is it muannas? Yes. So khabar has to be muannas, because kharaba also matches the mubtada. So lughatun. Now what is the next one? Sahilatun. You can say jamilatun also. Okay, no. Lughatun. So what is sahilatun? Oh, where is manut? Lughatun. Can you see they are matching? Inshallah. Wow, you are going to the next page. Al-arabiyatu. Brother, this is very correct. Logatun Jamilatun. Arabic is a beautiful language. Arabic is an easy language. Arabic is an easy language. Arabic is a beautiful language. Ammarun Talibun Mujtahidun. Ammarun is a hard-working student. Okay, brother, Ammarun Mubtada. Talibun khabar. And then mujtahidun naat. Khalas. Are you with me, brother Salman? Is getting there? Inshallah. Mahmudun mubtada. Talibun khabar. Kaslanu. Lazy. Okay? So what is kaslanu? Naat. Naat. Where is manut? Talibun. But then it is talibun, and it is not kaslanun, it's kaslanu. Because it is a diptor. What is it? Diptor. It's the same thing. It cannot have tanwin. So it is kaslanu. But it is marfu. It is singular. It is indefinite. It is masculine. Man anta. Who are you? Ana talibun. I am a student. Mubtada khabar. أَنْتَ طَالِبٌ جَدِيدٌ نَعَمْ أَنَا طَالِبٌ جَدِيدٌ Fine, brothers and sisters. أَنَا طَالِبٌ خَبَرٌ جَدِيدٌ
Nah, khalas. That's it. Where is Manut? Talib. But we don't have to say, we understand. Huh? Because they match each other. Fine. Ikra waktu. Read and write. Muhammadun Talibun Kadimun. See? Muhammadun Talibun Kadimun. Muhammad is an old student. Okay? Fine. أَذَٰلِكَ الرَّجْلُ مُدَرِّسٌ جَدِيدٌ Is that هو طبيبٌ جَدِيدٌ هو مبتدا طبيبٌ خبر جَدِيدٌ نعت Do you see the match? Inshallah. أَبَّاسٌ تَاجِرٌ شَهِيرٌ What is شَهِيرٌ brothers and sisters? Famous. Famous. It is a نعت. Where is Manut? Tajirun. Where is Nat? Shahirun. Famous. Okay. Al-Inglesiyatu. English. What about English? Logatun. Sabatun. What is Sabatun? Difficult. So Sabatun is the Nat for English. And it is true. It is true. Al-Inglesiyatu. Logatun. Logan Sabatun. And it is true, brother. Okay. Bilalun Muhandisun Kabirun. Bilal is a big engineer. So Kabirun is your Nat. Okay. Ana Rajulun Fakirun. I am a poor man. Sister Maimuna, you have a question, sister?
You're skipping some side.
Did I? I beg your pardon. I beg your pardon. Hada darsun sahlun. See, darsun is mudakkar, sahlun mudakkar. Hada mubtada. No, khabar. See, badal has to come with hada darsu. Are you with me? Okay, look at this, brother. Let me write it, huh? Let me write it. Haza darsun sahlun. Okay. Now, Sister Maimuna, what is haza? Mubtada. What is darsun? Khabar. And what is sahlun? Naat. Now I am changing it, huh? Now read it, Sister Maimuna. Hazat darsu sahilun. This lesson is easy. Before, this is an easy lesson. What is the translation of this? This is an easy lesson. Are you with me? See, remember badal and ismu ishara? The badal will always be definite. If it is not definite, it cannot be badal then. It has to be definite. Brother Salman?
Number three, being definite and indefinite. How do we have that darusu? Sahal. Sahal supposed to be definite?
No, I don't want to go in detail. Okay. You know, Brother Salman?
Yeah.
Indefinite. But here there is no nat. There is no nat. The nat came here. The nat manut relationship was here. Okay? That is the relationship of nat. This is an easy lesson. Now next one. This lesson is easy. Got the idea? Okay. Yes, Sister Aisha? Say loudly, sister. Yes, you are right, absolutely. Here, Sahalun came as a Naat. And in this sentence, Sahalun came as a Khabar. You got to look at the sentence. You got to look at the sentence like Sherlock Holmes. Okay? Magnifying glass. Okay? And then you will figure out what's going on, inshallah. Now again, I admire Dr. Abdul Rahim. You see, this lesson has got two parts. What are they, brothers and sisters? The first part deals with adjectives which are indefinite. And the second part will deal with the adjectives which are definite. See, how thorough Dr. Abdul Rahim is in his vision. No mix-up. Let us master indefinite. And then next lesson, the definite will come. Are you with me? So that is the beauty of these books, brothers and sisters. These books are wonderful, wonderful. At the moment, there is no better book. There are no better books to learn Arabic for non-Arabs. I'm only talking about us. These are the best books. There is nothing compared to this. Okay? Maybe somebody will write. But when somebody will write and when he will write, we will see if we are still alive. Okay? Fine, brothers and sisters. هذا درس سهل. Okay? بلال مهندس. We did that. أنت رجل غني. What's the translation? Now, are you a rich man? Are you a rich man? لا. أنا رجل فقير. Okay? أنا رجل فقير. القاهرة Cairo. What about Cairo? Madinatun, that is your khabar. What is Kabiratun? Not. Big city. So Madinatun is Man'ut. And Kabiratun is the khabar. Anta mudarisun qadimun? La. Ana mudarisun jadidun. Ana mubtada, mudarisun khabar. Jadidun na. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Ahamidun talibun kaslanu, single dhamma. Ahamidun talibun kaslanu, la. Huwa talibun mujtahidun. Huwa talibun mujtahidun. Huwa mubtida, talibun khabar, mujtahidun, naat. Where is manut? Talibun. See that? Look at them. It matches. Okay, brother, da. Put in the blanks in the following sentence, suitable naat. Put in the following sentence, suitable naat. Khadijatu talibatun mujtahidatun. MashaAllah. See, now your mind can see how the naat will come. Mujtahidatun. So then you can see talibatun. Mujtahidatun. Excellent. That was beautiful, Brother Muhammad. Khalidun Tajirun. Tajirun. Shahirun is correct. Ganiyun correct. But don't put fakir. Tajirs are never fakir. Okay. Tajirun, Shahirun is correct. And Ganiyun will be correct. What a beautiful sentence. Al Arabiyatu Logatun. Jamilatun or Sahalatun. See, Naat Manut matches. Alhamdulillah. Al-Usfuru Ta'irun Saghirun. At-Tuffahu Fakihatun Lazizatun. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Ana Mudarisun, what do you want to make it? Jadidun or Qadimun, whatever you want to do. Muhammadun Tabibun. Shahirun, you can say, Kadimun, Jadidun, fine, but now comes Al-Inklijiyatu, Logatun, Sabatun. Sabatun means difficult, and it is difficult. Anta Talibun, what do you want to say, make him old or new? Anta Talibun, that won't be fair. أنت طالب مجتهد؟ نعم أنا طالب مجتهد. القاهرة مدينة كبيرة. كبيرة. القاهرة is the biggest city, Muslim city in the world, brother. Da fil makan al khali fi jumlat al atiyati manautan. Now you got to put manaut here. Brother, see how beautiful the exercises are. Okay, al arbiyatu lugatun sahilatun. Ana, whatever you want to say. Do you want to make yourself doctor or engineer or a student or a teacher? Ana muhandisun qadimun. Okay, talibun, whatever you want to say. Ammarun tajirun ghaniyun. Hada kalamun maksurun. Now make it into badal hada kalamun maksurun. Make it badal hazal kalamun maksurun. Now maksurun is no more naat. It became a khabar. Got the idea? Just like that, inshallah. Next one, brother. Faisalun talibun kaslanu. Single dhamma. Ikra, read, brother. You can also write it. Kaslanu. See, single dhamma. Lazy. Jav'anu. Hungry. Jav'anu is hungry. Okay. And atashanu, thirsty. And ghadabanu, angry. Mal'anu, full. Full. Something is full. Cup is full. Okay, brother? Ana jav'anu. I am hungry. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Jav'anu. Single dhamma. Remember, single dhamma. It is diptote. Anta jau'anu? What is the translation? Are you hungry? What is the answer? La. Ana atshanu. I am thirsty. Mubtada khabar. Okay. Limadha al-mudarrisu ghadbanu al-yawma? You have to translate, brother. And give me the reason afterwards. Limadha al-mudarrisu ghadbanu? I have an answer also. لماذا المدرس غضبان اليوم? Why is the teacher angry today? Because he did not get in the breakfast halwa puri. His wife forgot to prepare halwa puri for him. Okay, so he became angry. لماذا المدرس غضبان اليوم? How will you translate? Why is the teacher angry today? Fine. Al-kubu, what is al-kubu? The cup. Al-kubu, mubtada, what is the khabar? Mal'anu, single dhamma. Single dhamma, okay, brothers and sisters? Okay, al-kalimatul jadidatu. Al-logatu, shahirun, al-madinatu, at-tairu, al-yawmu, kaslanu, jav'anu, Atshanu, Mal'anu, Ghadbanu, Al-Usfuru. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Inshallah. I think we'll do the next lesson tomorrow, inshallah. And we will continue with the lesson number 10. Brother, lesson number 10 will have most of the we are doing, and plus we did something. I want to do a couple of more things, brothers. Okay, I see here. Are you ready, brothers and sisters? Are you ready? We have 7 minutes. What did I write down? Ummun, mother. What will you say? Ummuhu. Okay, what is ummuhu? Fine. More than that. Mudafile. Why? Whenever a damir is attached to the noun, the result is mudaf. Are you with me? I think some of the sisters were quick to answer mudaf, mudafili, mashallah. Antunna mamtaz.
You are all excellent, alhamdulillah. Antunna mumtazatun. You are all excellent, mashallah. May Allah increase you in knowledge. And we brothers, to us also, inshallah. Brother, I think you are deliberately giving them a chance to say. You know it, but you are not saying. You want sisters to answer so that... but you know also, inshallah. I'm sure you all know it. Okay, 14 pronouns, brothers, quickly. Ummuhu, ummuhuma, ummuhum, ummuha, ummuhuma, ummuhunna, ummuka, ummukuma, ummukum, ummuki, ummukuma, ummukunna, ummi, ummuna. Got the idea? Okay. Now, abu. Abuhu, abuhuma, abuhum, abuha, abuhuma, abuhunna, abuka, abukuma, abukum, abuki, abukuma, abukunna, abi, and then abuna, abuna. Are you with me? Akhu, akhuhu, akhuhuma, akhuhum, akhuha, akhuhuma, akhuhunna, akhuka, akhukuma, akhukum, akhuki, akhukuma, akhukunna, akhi, akhuna. What did we do here, brothers and sisters? We made mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. Are you with me? Mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. Fine. And that damir was in this particular combination majrur. What was it? Majrur, inshallah. So we will continue this tomorrow, brothers and sisters. And tomorrow, if I get an opportunity, I will write down Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Maliki Yawmiddin. I will write down and you will try to analyze it, inshallah. Inshallah. Rabbana Atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban nahar. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa zuriyatina qurrata ayunin waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Rabbana la tu'akhizna in nasina aw akhtana. Rabbana wa la tahmil alayna isran kama hamaltahu alal ladhina min qablina. Rabbana wa la tuhammilna ma la taqata lana bihi wa'fu anna waghfir lana warhamna anta maulana fansurna alal qawmil kafir.